this morning to have Mr. Sean Donoghue come to preach and bring the word this morning. Sean, you come up and let me pray with you before you bring. Give it up for Sean as well, actually. Sean rocks. Amen. Sean, we bless you, we love you in this place, Sean. We thank the Lord for you. And Father, I pray this morning that as Sean is prepared, Lord, and I know that during the week he was waiting on you, Father, and for you to put a word on his heart, I pray, Lord, that you would anoint him this morning to speak it with authority, Lord God, to speak it with power. And we say as a church that we give him our attention, that we want to hear what it is that the Lord would say through him. We just affirm him as a man of God and a man who God has put a word on his heart this morning for us gathered. We want to receive of it. We want to bless you as you give it, Sean, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks, Rob. Good morning, church. It's been a while since I've been here, so I'm a bit sheepish up here. I really miss the church. I really have, honestly. I've been working up in Tig Lane the last couple of weeks, and it's breaking my heart being away from the church. So I believe it was just for a season because the Lord spoke to me about it yesterday morning, and I'm putting things in place where I can pull away from there and just be here every Sunday because I absolutely miss the church. I love the church, and it's for me. It's so important in my life, the church, you know, because the church is the body of Christ, like, you know, so, so for me, yeah, it's so important, so it's great to see us all. Jordan Worship, the Lord gave me a word for the women, and I was like, well, praise God, loving the Lord speaks to me like that, so powerful, you know, so I want all the women to stand up, please, every woman in the place stand up, and the Lord's told me to tell every single one of you, he sees your hearts, he sees your struggles, he sees your pain, he sees your hurts. And he is so, so proud of you. Here's the words he told me to tell us, that you are incredible women. The Lord wants you to know that you are all incredible women, every single one of us. And what you have been going through lately, he's going to sevenfold that in joy back into your hearts. He's bringing you through and you're almost through. So keep going. Don't give up. He's with you all the way. You know, he really is. So, give the women a big round of applause. Yeah, praise God. And when I say this, I say this to me first. Men, pull up our socks. Me and all. Every one of us. Every single one of us. You know, so praise God for the women of the church. Rob, and the worship team, incredible worship. You were really, really so in the spirit there, you know. And I know you were, because God was speaking to me so powerfully through it. And there was no time for it. It was just going and going and going. So praise God for that. Like, you know, there's no greater place than that. I'm going to share my heart this morning. Really, really share my heart this morning. the last 2 weeks have been so, so hard for me. I mean, so hard. I've never had it so hard trying to get to a pulpit, and that's the truth. I've preached at least 40 times in England, Wales, from Cork to the north, all over Ireland. That's what I do in my job. I do a lot of traveling to other churches and speaking about what God is doing in Dublin Christian Mission and the Lighthouse where I work. And of all the times I've ever got a word from God, I've never found it so hard because, first of all, I've been going through it for myself, big time. I was saying to the guys outside, feeling vulnerable. It's horrible feeling so vulnerable, like, you know, so open. And then God exposing what's in there in my heart. It's just, you know, incredible what God can do there as well, like, you know. So this morning I'm going to share from John 12, 23 to 26, and the title on this sermon is God's Calling. God's calling us to a deeper place with him. Every single one of us, we all have our own stories. We're all in certain places with God, you know. No matter where we are, God is calling every single one of us to a deeper place. It's up on the screen. Yeah. Okay. John 12. John chapter 12, verse 23. Jesus replied, "Now the time has come for the Son of Man to enter into his glory. I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat is planted in the soil and dies, it remains alone. But its death will produce many new kernels, a plentiful harvest of new lives. Those who love their life in this world will lose it. Those who care nothing for their life in this world will keep it for eternity. Anyone who wants to be my disciple must follow me, because my servants must be where I am. And the Father will honor anyone who serves me." It's a powerful word, isn't it? You know, and it's talking about the kernel of wheat falling to the ground and basically dying and producing new life. You know, and that's what God wants to do in every single one of us. He wants us to surrender. when he started singing, I surrender, and those now words, was like, I knew they were in the spirit, and I started smiling to myself, you know, because God speaks to us in all different ways, even in creation. I went out last night, and I was looking at the sky, and the red, and all the different colors, and I was like, wow, God, you're amazing, because he just speaks to us through everything, doesn't he? You know, so, for me personally, the last 2 weeks, since I got the word 2 weeks ago down Summer Fair, and I touched on it last week in Liberties in Clondalk, and I was speaking down there a few minutes last week, but really this week I have been going through the mill, I mean, big time through the mill. You know, it's like my heart was a shell and God just cracked it and exposed what was in there, you know. There was a lot of horrible stuff in there that I never even knew was there, you know, and there was a lot of hurt. From when I was a kid, a lot of pain from when I was a kid, a lot of resentment, a lot of unforgiveness, just a lot of horrible stuff, you know. When God exposes that stuff and shows us that stuff, it's so, so hard, and it's horrible to feel so vulnerable, you know, and so weak. And, you know, it's in them places where God takes us deeper with him. You know, a friend of mine rang me there last week, and he started praying to me on the phone. He says that he seen me soaring on an eagle, and then fire came. And I was like, wow, so, like, praise God, because I needed to hear that, you know. But, you know, and that's, that song kept on saying, you know, the night, even though the night is with us, God is with us. You know, I had a night there during the week where I kept on getting woken up every half hour by the enemy. You're preaching. I don't get nervous when I'm preaching, but the enemy will come in and disturb our sleep. He'll wreck our heads. In the end, I ended up telling him to go and off. I did. I got so annoyed. This is about 6 o'clock in the morning. After about 10 times I got woke up, I was like, ah, will you ever? I said his name, Saint. Will you ever go on? He was doing me in. You know, and then during the week, I told my sister to F off twice as well. I just can't fly now, my mouth. You know, she's under so much pressure with me ma, being very sick. She's dying of cancer, and she's very sick at the minute. And she's kind of heaping that on me. And then there's a lot of stuff coming up out of my heart that God is exposing to me. For me to say the F word is a big thing. I don't normally curse. I hate cursing. It's one of the first things God dealt with in me, you know. So when I say the F word, I'm like, crap, where did that come from? And I'm grabbing my mouth sometimes nearly, but I do. Anybody that knows me knows that about me, you know. So God has been exposing me, and, you know, he's been saying to me that he wants to take me into this deeper place, you know. I've been doing little things outside of God's will, you know. I'm trying to setting up little relationships here and there myself, and God says to me, no, she's not for you, and she's not for you. I have someone for you. You wait for me. And it's hard. It really is hard to walk in the will of God. There's nothing easy about it for me or for you as individuals here, sitting here today. It's a hard thing, you know, but God keeps on saying to us, you know, I'll be honest, for me to get married, God has a lot to do with me for me to even get there, and I know that. That's me being honest with me. And as individuals, first of all, we have to be honest with ourselves. If we can't be honest with ourselves, forget about it. We can't even be honest with our neighbors. Beside us, our God. You know, it starts with us. And God showed me that a long, long time ago about the girdle of truth. Just about being honest with myself. And once I can be honest with myself, God can get in there and deal with that stuff then that he wants to deal with, you know. It's the condition of the heart, isn't it? You know, there's pain. There's nothing easy about pain. There's nothing easy about hurt. It's all, you know, it really is. It runs so deep, doesn't it? The pain and the hurt in all of our lives, like, and unforgiveness, bitterness, and then we have sin. It just doesn't stop knocking on the door. Boop, boop, boop. Here I am again. Get away. Shut that door. It's not a good place to go, but it's a continual thing. But God brings us deeper in these places, and we do get stronger in these areas in our lives. You know, so he wants us to surrender. I know he wants me to surrender. Little things I've been chasing, like relationships, and I was telling Philip this morning, you know, because I opened the door in England, there's a girl stalking me over there now, but that's another issue, but that wasn't for me yet. But you see, that's just the consequences of our actions, and that's the truth. It really, really is. I'm being honest this morning. I'm sharing my life because there's nothing perfect about me, like, it's nothing perfect about any of us, but in Christ we are. You know, and he wants to bring us through every single thing. He wants us to be open and honest, you know. You know, apples produce apples, oranges produce oranges, but disciples produce disciples. God wants to make disciples of us so he can make more disciples and more disciples and more disciples. You know, so he wants us to surrender our lives and submit everything unto him. Hand her over the stuff that we're going through and trust him in all the areas. I know God has everything for me in my life, and he has the best of the best of the best every single time for us. But we have to wait on God. The hardest thing is waiting on God. You know, it was like the Israelites, they couldn't wait on no one. He went off doing their own thing all the time. Look at the end of worms in the desert for all them years. It's like, see, after. That's a look at that one. I don't want to go there. But every now and again, I bring myself into that place. I do. Every now and again, my actions bring me into that place of wandering around because, you know, because I've been coming outside the will of God, you know, and it's just the truth, you know, and I don't want to be cutting across back roads no more. I don't want to be making all these mad mistakes, but I am getting stronger in everything I'm doing. I'm learning as I go along, you know. I says to God one time, I says, why won't you give me a wife now? He says, no. He says, I'm not raising spoiled little children. He says, you get a wife when I give you a wife. Like, you know, because he doesn't want to spit out our soda. Because that's what we do. We spit out our soda at God. Spit out. Can I have a wife? Can I have this? Can I have this? I want. And he's like, no, you're waiting on me, son. Because he wants to raise up men and women with integrity of God. Real children of God. And, you know, the world's ways and our airways, they're really, really not. You know, the world is like a vacuum. It'll try and suck you in the second if you let it. You know, anytime I find myself sitting down watching television, I just feel the crap going into me from the television. So I don't really watch television, to be honest. Every now and again, I'll fall into that and I'll pull myself back out of it. You know, the worldly stuff. You know, it might be little things. I don't know what's going on in your lives, but you know what's going on in your lives. You know the things you're hanging on to in your life. I only know what I'm hanging on to in my life, and I'm sharing the things that have been hanging on to in my life. Now I'm starting to let them go because I feel my head in, to be quite honest with you. You know, but as individuals, you know, God is calling you today. He's calling you into something deeper. You know, I want to have God more and more and more in my life as I go along. And I'm starting to put things in place now. You know, I used to have this little prayer room at the side of Carrigeen where no one would come. And I used to lock myself in and bang on the worship and get my Bible out and just praise God and just go off in the spirit, you know. And I haven't done that in months. And I really, really miss being in that place. I really mean it. I miss it so, so much because I've been running off trying to find wives near my own thing and all this other stuff. But I have, you know, and it's not the place for me. It's a horrible place. I want to go back to where I was with God. So I am, you know, and there's a season for everything too. We go things for a reason. I went through that so God could bring up all that stuff in me because he wants to deal with it. You know, he wants to purify our hearts, you know, and he wants to make us better. He wants to. His promise is that he'll restore our souls in Psalm 23. I love the part where it says, I prepared a feast for you in the presence of your enemies. I'm like, praise the Lord. Imagine that, like sitting at a big huge table and all your enemies around while you're getting served by God himself. Like, isn't that an incredible thought, isn't it? Like, you're like, come on, pal. You couldn't hold the anger. Come on, fast. Then we saw him, you know, give you a bit of grub. But, you know, God is amazing. He really, really is. He's amazing. He gave me a dream just now. I don't know why I'm sharing it, but I'll share it just anyway. I get a lot of dreams from God. When he speaks to me, mostly, it's mostly through dreams. And I was down somewhere for a recently, and the big name speakers down there is Cart O'Connell and Jay Fallon. And I love them men because they're real men of God, like Rob Duff, Jay Fallon, Philip Watson. All you are real men of God. When I say that, I mean it as equals, as brothers and sisters, the whole lot of us. But they really preach these men down somewhere far. And Carter Collins from Times Square Church in New York. Jay Fallon is from England. He's an amazing preacher as well. But the dream was during the last night of somewhere far, they always hold the biggest name speaker for closing. And in the dream, it was me. I was like, well, praise God. Yeah, it was, yeah. And they were sitting there looking at me while I was preaching. God was saying to me, I woke up the next morning, I said, Lord, what was that about? And he says, this is where I want to take you. And I was like, wow. You know, so he's saying, like, let go of them things and I'll take you there, you know. And for every single one of you here today, he wants to bring you to them places too. You know, it's not just for me. It's not just for a select few. It's for every single one of us. God has an amazing, amazing plan for all of our lives. He really does. I don't want to be like, you know, when God brings up all this stuff, we kind of grab onto it like, oh, no, I'm not dealing with this. I'm not looking at it. I'm around like pressure pots. Somebody says, boom, we're jumping on them. I mean, that's why I said to my sister twice the F word this week, because I was holding it all. I wasn't letting God in there to deal with it. I was like a pressure pot going around, just waiting to explode. And it was a horrible place. It really, really was. It was only, honestly, since yesterday and today that I'm getting real breakthrough in it. Like, you know, and I know God is bringing me through it, you know. But it was like a pressure upon. It was horrible. You know, and the pressure has to go somewhere. You know, and I'd only be going around my mouth loosening off for other people. You know, in any which way it comes out. And it's horrible when it does come out, you know. From the overflow of the heart comes that mouth. But from the overflow of my heart, if I'm right with God, it'll be godly stuff. You know, if I don't let God in there to deliver it, it'll be horrible stuff that's coming out of my mouth at people, you know. So God wants to produce new life in us so he can bring it, so we can bring it toward us. We can bring Christ toward us. The church as a whole, you know, we really need to put our faith into action as a church. It's easy for me sometimes to go into the lighthouse and say, I'm not dealing with people today. It's too hard. Sometimes it really, really is. But then I know I need to get out to the prayer room and get before God and say, Lord, help me today to just talk to them and pray with them and have the ears to listen to what they're saying, you know. Actually, most times before I even go into work, I have to pray that prayer. You know, for God, for his love to flow from my heart to theirs, because I don't have it. But he does. You know, Christ in us. You know, we can do everything through Christ who gives us strength, every single thing. We're going to go to Matthew 23, verse 8-12. I should get all these little markers from your Bible, shouldn't I? A bit quicker. Verse 8. Okay. Don't let anyone call you rabbi, for you have only one teacher, and all of you are equal as brothers and sisters. I'm going to stop there for a second, because I said it earlier, we are equal as brothers and sisters. I don't care if you're up here preaching to millions of people, and if you're down there doing washing the toilets or wherever it may be in a church. You know, God has really, really, really been speaking to me lately. It's easy for me to go up to Tiglin, tell the lads to clean the rooms and the dining rooms and wash the dishes and stay in the lighthouse. And God's been saying to me lately, you wash the dishes. I'm like, what? Me? What? No, I'm too good for that. Seriously, yeah? It's mad it is. And I have, it took me a few days to actually get my head around that, and then I start doing it. And then I start feeling the joy of God in my heart while I was doing it. You see, he blesses us when we're obedient to his voice. Sometimes we can put ourselves up here and it's wrong. It really, really is. And sometimes we can even trample over other people while we're doing it. And that's the truth. None of us are perfect. We all make mistakes. And a friend of mine said to me the other day, he said, it's not about falling. He said, it's about getting back up. And I was like, wow, yeah, that's incredible. And it is. It's about getting back up, you know. We can fall 100 times, but as long as you can fall 1,000,000 times, as long as you keep getting back up, brushing yourself off and going forward. Because it's the love of God. And as Jay said to me this morning, it's the grace of God that will get us through everything. His grace is sufficient in every single thing that we go through. There's different callings in our lives. Every one of us have different callings. You know, some are prayer warriors. You know, some are teachers, prophets, pastors. We love our pastor. You know, great man, Rob and you, Patrice. I really mean that, Rob, my heart. You're great, great people. I love to see your heart, because I do know when you're plowing through to get through, to just get things together in the church and get everything set up and things running right. There's nothing easy about running church. Years ago, when I first started going to Liberty Church, the enemy used to try and get in my head about Noel Kenny. And I used to think, God help Noel Kenny, because imagine 100 people and the enemy trying to get into all their heads about him. Like, he's the target, like, you know. So, well, God showed me that very early on in my walk, so that's why I always came very quickly alongside my leaders, no matter what the enemy tried to say to me about him. I always had a really good filter in my head. Anything good was from God, anything bad was from the enemy. That's how it filtered my thoughts really, really quickly. And, you know, it's just revelation from God. Everything is revelation from God, you know. We have to get revelation from God in every single thing in our lives. And I really, really got a sense today in the church, you know, that there's a lot of people who are hurt. There's a lot of people in this church going through a lot of hurt. I'm one. God knows your hearts. But he's really put that very, very strongly on my heart right now, this second. And that's the only reason why I'm saying that. There's a lot of hurt in the church, and God wants us, you know, to come alongside each other more so than ever. Because we don't know what the person beside us is going through. You know, we have to go our way. There's a road called the extra mile. You know, it's a lonely road because there's not that many people on it. There really should be. But I want to be on that road. helping others, you know, help me on, brothers and sisters. And sometimes we look far outside the church, you know, and really inside there's so many people hurting, you know. And God really knows that. And that's why, you know, when he got me to get all the women to stand up at the start, he sees every single thing and he knows everything that's going on. And he has it all. He has every single thing. Just keep them doing what you're doing, you know. Me and all. We're called to serve. You know, I was in the lighthouse a few days ago, and Christopher and his girlfriend came to me and says, can we speak to you in private? And I was like, yeah, in my head, I wasn't really interested. I was tired, to be quite honest with you. I had a long day. I think I'm too honest about things, but there you go. So I brought them down to the prayer room in the lighthouse, and I sat down. And, you know, if you really want to get to know someone, you spend time with them. But when I used to spend a lot of time with God, I used to have these amazing experiences with the Holy Spirit just going from me to another person. And you'd feel it very, very powerfully. But I haven't been in that place lately, as I said earlier. So when I sat down with Chris and his girlfriend, they're sharing with me about their daughter being in addiction and homeless and stuff like that. And I'm talking to them anyways. And then I knew these two gave their lives to Jesus. So I started talking about reading the Bible and praying to God and bringing all this stuff to God as well. And as I was talking to them, I noticed their faces lit up like Christmas trees. And the minute they did, they looked at me and they says, there's such a beautiful presence coming from you. And they were like trying to find the word as to what it was. And I knew straight away, and I says, comfort. And he goes, yeah, there's real comfort. And I says, that's the Holy Spirit. You know, God just came from me, and I could feel the Holy Spirit just going from me to them, you know. And I asked God later on, I says, Lord, I says, you know, I haven't really been spending the time with you that I've always spent with you. And yet you still do that. And he's like, well, I know your heart, Sean, and I love you. You know, I know why you can't get to places when you can't get to places and why you can't get into the prayer rooms, because sometimes we can get too busy in our own lives for God too. And that's something that I've been doing in my own life, just getting too busy, wrapped up in work. I don't like calling it work, it's ministry, you know. I never went into it for a wage, so I ended up getting a wage in the end. So I don't like calling it work, it's really ministry. And there's nothing easy about ministry, you know. Ministry can be very, very hard. You're not just dealing with people in the flesh, but you're dealing with spiritual things, spiritual matters as well, you know. As a church, you know, we are flesh and bone and blood and stuff like that, but we're more spirit than flesh. So we're dealing with spiritual matters all the time. The enemy is rampant. He's constantly at us in different ways, you know. But God is the overall victor, you know. We need to keep reminding ourselves of all that, that God will bring us through every single time faithfully. But we have to come before him and ask him and submit and surrender our lives to him and say, okay, Lord, I don't understand all of this stuff, but here I am and I'm bringing it to you. And I find myself all week repenting of stuff that's been coming up in my heart, unforgiveness, holding stuff against other people in my heart, and just all different types of stuff. And I find myself repenting all week and getting on my knees and saying, putting out my hands flat and saying, Lord, I surrender. I'm sorry. I need you, because that's the place I need to be in with God in my life. You know, as I said before, it's not me that has the plan. It's God that has the plan for my life. He has the plan for your lives. But how deep are we willing to go with God? Like, you know, Jesus talks about in Revelation, you're either hot or cold. There's no in between. You know, he says to the rich man, sell everything and follow me. And he's like, what? Oh, and he got really sad and went off. You know, for me, I do have little things coming into my life, and sometimes they kind of jump a little bit ahead of God. And he's like, no, let that go, let that go, let that go. And I'm like, what? Oh, and it can wear me down sometimes. And sometimes we get tired doing things. But, you know, God is amazing how when we drop something, he'll give us something better. You know, I don't want anything but the presence of God in my heart. And anyways, once I feel God in my heart, the Holy Spirit with me, I'm happy. That is more than what the world could ever offer us. So, so much more, you know. Yeah, I talked about washing the dishes. So I went washing dishes, and anyway, I'm back to that. My favorite one of the week, washing dishes. Who likes washing dishes? Hands up. Okay, two people. Brilliant. Rest just go home and wash dishes for someone else. I'm only messing. But look, yous all know yous our own stuff. yous all know yous our own stuff. I know my stuff and God knows yous stuff, you know. And I'm trusting when I speak here this morning, and I know God is speaking into all of your lives, you know. So for me, I had to submit. I had to surrender. And I went washing dishes. If the toilet in the lighthouse gets full of crap, I'm the first one in there. I have to be. You have to live by example, you know. Because if you don't, you can go on, you'd be on, if you don't do these things when you hear God telling you to do these things, you're on dangerous ground. I'll tell you why, because you're getting full of pride. And it's very, very easy for pride to slip into our lives. It's very easy for me. You know, when God says to me, you wash the dishes, I was like, what? Me wash dishes? Nah, too good for that. But you see, that's pride, you know. And we're on dangerous ground when pride comes in, you know. It's a horrible place to be. Jesus himself came and served. He washed our feet, you know. So we just submit every single day. And, you know, the more we do that, the deeper he takes us. You know, and the more you'll see the power of God working through your own lives. You know, not just through your lives, through your friends will see what's in you. Why do you have people looking at me? So I remember in the lighthouse one time, just I could feel the presence of God all over me. I was glowing. And it was God. And everybody was saying to me, wow, look at you, man, you're glowing. And it was God. You know, I want to have that more in my life. And I want to let go of the crap, the door to mock out of it, and let more of the holiness of God come into my life and what's good. You know, everybody wants that, don't we? You know, as individuals, every single one of us. And no matter what your struggles are today, and Rob even touched on the whole thing during worship, so prophetic. It was just me with the Holy Spirit about the struggles and the lies of the enemy. It's that God is calling us, and God has the plan for our lives. But the enemy will try and come along and say, oh, don't do that. It's too hard, too much effort. Come on, just drop that and take a handy. You know, here's this and here's that and here's this of the world and kick back and enjoy. You're saved in any way. Just enjoy the ride. Well, I'm not just going to sit back and enjoy the ride. The enemy can go and touch on out of my life for a start. And that's the truth of it, because I see the enemy wrecking so many people's lives out there. Not just out there. He's trying it here all the time and in all of our lives. Not just mine, but every single one of us. You know, he's relentless. So I just want to serve the Lord. I just want to, you know, hear God's voice calling me and saying, come on, son, I'm proud of you. Like he says to you women this morning, I was like, when he said to me, I was like, I was smiling like a Cheshire cat. Because when God speaks to you, it's incredible. You know, when he says, tell the women, you know, what I told you this morning. So, you know, there's no greater place than that to be in. You know, I love being used by God. You know, how many times do we get on our knees in the morning and say, Lord, here I am, use me. Open your hands towards heaven and say, Lord, here I am, use me. I'm a willing vessel today. I'm for you, Lord God, you know. And when you do that, he'll use you every single time. Most mornings I do it, some mornings I don't. That's the truth, but most times, you know. We have to be a good steward with everything that God has given us. You know, he's called us, he's equipped us, he'll give you every single thing you need. God doesn't call you into something and not equip you. And not just equip you, he's with you every single step of the way. But we have to be a good steward of what he's given us. And what has he given us in the church? I know what he's given me. You know as individuals what he's given you. Whatever has taken a higher place in your life, then God drop it to the ground and kick it to touch. Because that's where it needs to be. God is calling us in so many different ways. Every single one of us. But he wants us to step out with a boldness. I found that I lost my boldness for months there recently. You know, and I used to be real bold and things, and I lost it for months because I was kicking back and I was getting tired and, you know, I was taking it handy because I was listening to the enemy, to be quite honest with you, you know. And I realized that one day the Holy Spirit brought me to attention one day, and I started praying for that boldness again, because we only get the boldness to do what we do through the Holy Spirit, whether it's in the prayer closet, whether it's preaching or evangelizing or wherever it is you do in the Lord, wherever you move. Everybody in this church has a gift. God has given every single one of us a gift. And we have to use our gifts as a church. We have to move forward, you know. I used to say to God, you know, I don't want people to pass me out. I don't want to be left behind. You know, I don't want to be left behind because it's not a good place to be. You know, I want to be used by God every single day in my life. And look, some days it's easy. Some days it's amazing. Some days it's really, really tough. But you know what? I know when I get to heaven, I know I've done the best that I did with what I had. You know, I want to get to heaven. I don't want to have the Bank of Ireland with a few quid. No, I want to have the Bank of Heaven up there waiting for me. I want God to say, well done, good and faithful servant. I really, really do. I want to hear them words more than anything in the world, you know. You're going to Proverbs 23:15-19. I'll finish on this. What time is it supposed to finish at 1, is it? Oh, sorry, I went over. Sorry, I didn't know. I have to talk to Rob in private next time about these things. All right, very sorry about that. I didn't know we were over time, so I'll finish on this as quick as I can. Proverbs 23:15-19. My child, if your heart is wise, my own heart will rejoice. Everything in me will celebrate when you speak what is right. Don't envy sinners, but always continue to fear the Lord. You will be rewarded for this. Your hope will not be disappointed. My child, listen and be wise. Keep your heart on the right course. You know, I could sit here and talk around that for half an hour, but I know I'm after going over time. But look, you know, it's about the condition of our hearts and keeping our hearts right with God. And, you know, God has shown me lately that wisdom doesn't come from your head, it comes from your heart. I know in my heart when I'm doing right and wrong. There's no in between right and wrong. So for me personally, I'm asking God more and more and more for his wisdom in my life to do the right things. A lot of us do wrong things in different ways. So what? Like, you know, we repent and we move on. But what God is saying, that if we do these things, his own heart will rejoice. Can you imagine God up in heaven rejoicing over us doing the right things, you know? That's what I want in my life, you know, and I know you all want that in your own lives as well, you know. It goes on, everything in me will celebrate when you speak what is right. You know, and that time I might find myself telling a little lie, I don't know what I do, but it just happens. And then I say to myself, why did you say that? Why didn't you just tell the truth? You know, so semantic related to that, huh? Good girl. So look, you know, it's stuff I'm working on in my own personal life and it's stuff that you are working on in your own lives, but God is calling us. And this is not just a message I made up. I heard God's voice and a whole lot of this. So much so, I got it 2 weeks ago. I only put this together this morning. I had everything in my head. I prayed about it right up until last night because I was going through that much stuff. I was like, God, I am not putting pen to paper feeling like this. There's no way. Because that's how much stuff I was going through all week. This morning, I knew everything that I was putting down, I put it all down this morning, and I know it's from God, and, you know, so I really believe that God is calling us into a deeper place as a church, you know, but it all works, for me, it all starts out with an act of faith. There's an act in faith, there's something in faith where you need to do something for faith to actually work, you know, so you hear people saying over the years, oh yeah, I'm waiting on God, and they call me, no, he's already called you, get up and get going, you know, we're all called. But here's the thing, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to do a little bit of a call here. I'm not going to ask you to come up the front. But I'm going to ask you to stand up out of your chair if you really believe, if you heard God's voice this morning calling you into that deeper place. It's between you and him for you to stand up out of your chair. And then I'll say a prayer, obvious. But God is calling you. So if you want to take that call, I'm going to ask you to stand up out of your chair. And if you do stand up out of your chair, that means that God is going to take you somewhere in that calling. It's not just going to leave you sitting there and doing nothing. And as it says, don't sit in an armchair waiting to say, I'm waiting to hear God. You know, get going and God will jump in with you straight away, you know. He'll give you every single thing you need. He'll give you the tools you need. Every single thing. And I'm going to throw this in as well. I used to run a drop-in here in the church, and it was incredible. And we used to have tons of people from Bray coming in here, you know, who are really, really broken and really just need to hear a message of hope and a cup of tea and a sandwich and someone to listen to. So we're going to start the drop-in again now in the next 2 weeks in this church in the hall back there. We have a pill table in there. We do ham and cheese toasties. They love the ham and cheese toasties, tea, coffee, sandwiches, biscuits, all that kind of stuff. So we're looking for volunteers. I'm going to spearhead it for as long as I can. But I'm going to look to hand it over to people in the end so they can run with it then themselves, like, you know. So if you believe that God is calling you into that area, you can talk to me after church because it's going to be an incredible thing. There's going to be a lot of people's lives changing through this drop-in as well. And for me, it's all about seeing other people's lives changing. So, you know, so I'll leave that with you. So I'm going to say a prayer. I won't get the worship team to go up and sing a song. I was going to, but I won't because we're way over time. So I respect that. So Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Almighty God, for every single life here, Father. We just thank you, Lord, for the calling on your lives, Lord God. I just pray, Heavenly Father, first of all, over our lives, Father. I pray for the healing, Father, that you've promised that you released upon us, Father. We pray now in faith, Father, that you are releasing that healing into our lives, Father, and that you're calling us into a deeper place as a church, as a body, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord God. And where you say go, Lord Jesus, we go, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, for every single life that stood up here today, Lord Jesus. Lord, oh Lord, my heart, I pray every single blessing over them this day, Lord Jesus. And Lord, as you call us, you equip us, Lord. that your Holy Spirit release the giftings upon us, Lord God, that we need to do your work faithfully, Lord, and honorably, Lord Jesus. Sometimes I stutter and say words, but there you go. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for every single thing that you're doing in our lives, Lord. I thank you for this church, Lord God. I thank you for every single person in this church, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. They're incredible people, Lord, and have incredible hearts, Lord Jesus. I just praise you and I love you, Lord God, and I pray a holy firewall of protection as we leave from here today, Lord Jesus. You know, for the younger children, Lord God, who we can hear in the background, Lord. You know, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you continue to raise up mighty men and women in this church, Lord God. For the calling is great, and there is a price on calling, but God has everything there in place. You know, and for those of you who feel called to serve in the church, talk to Patrice and Rob at the end. You know, if any of you feel led in different areas, in the prayer rooms, leading groups, wherever it may be, come and see Rob and Patrice at the end, you know. I just pray, Heavenly Father, that you release upon their hearts the callings and where you're bringing them, Lord God, and the deeper places that you're taking them, Lord Jesus. Lord, we love you, we praise you, and we thank you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen.